Welcome to the Sifting Sands, the Salty Sea, and the Starry Skies. This is the Corals and Coriolis podcast, and I am Bruce Locksmith. Tonight, we will be talking about the fact that there is a perception that cruises are too expensive. I referenced cruisecritic.com in order to come up with several items of interest for how to alleviate the seeming burden of cruise expense. Make a personal priority of cruising in your savings goals. Be flexible with your schedule. A lack of time off at the least expensive traveling time lends to having to pay for the convenience of cruising when you must. Diligence and discovering deals makes sense. Be savvy and look closely for promotions. If they are good, buy them. If no sales fares are being offered, consider waiting until another time. The wave season is a viable option that is between January and March. Travel agents know more than you give them credit for. A good and reputable cruise-oriented travel agent will help you with seasoned experience in cruise sales and added benefits and arrangements that they have privy insight into. And they are paid by the cruise lines so they can pass the benefits, you know, least expense to you as they can. The worm does go to the early booking bird. The further out you can reserve a spot on a ship, the more likely you will get great cruise enhancements. Tracking your cruise fares. With a place like a Cruise Critic, some of their allied things like Shipmate.com, you can track cruise fares after you book, but before you make your final payment, check to see if the fares have decreased and try to get the price that you paid on the ship reduced by the amount that you have found. Sometimes, if it's necessary, you actually have to cancel your one cruise and book it at the lower rate. Budget for life on the ship. Use caution when you're on board. The seeming small expenses will quickly add up. There are many items you should bring on the cruise with you. The cruise essentials like toothbrush, brushes, sunscreen, and so on are very expensive on board, so you literally want to make sure that those are packed as you're getting on the boat. Loyalty has its perks. Loyalty programs add up to a great many perks that can enhance your cruise. Find the line that is your style and try to build up your level of loyalty. Some of the things that I know on my favorite cruise line at this point, we are now 2-star, or our third and fourth guests are 50% off. At the next level, third and fourth guests are free. This is Bruce Locksmith, and I hope these tips help you to understand how to bring down the price of cruises by way of saving and being able to budget for the things that you would like to see. I hope you have a great evening, a good tomorrow, and a great week ahead. Farewell for now.